The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is a giant poster of Luther's Small Catechism. It's perfect for display in your home, Christian day school, or Sunday school. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase the Small Catechism giant poster by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, the Small Catechism giant poster. Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's Friday afternoon, and on most Friday afternoons, we like to do a little something we call Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a very simple game that requires very little of you. All you got to do is listen when we play these four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We'll play them for you. They're short, they're sweet, they're easy to digest. All you have to do at that point, after you've listened to them, is give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet, @issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. All we need from you is your name, which one you're voting for, 1, 2, 3, or 4, and then why you're voting for it. If you're writing in, if you're not calling, then just please give us your city and your state. We'd like to know where you listen, and it is your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. And that's the only time we give those away is during Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, unless you walk in the door and come to visit us. That's the only two ways to get the LPR bundle package. Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. Phone call voters get to vote first. Here is soundbite number one. Comes from a sermon that I think it was just yesterday. We reviewed from Bill Hybels of Willow Creek Community Church, a very influential megachurch in the Chicago area. Here's a bit of his sermon talking about how you can show Jesus on the last day just how hard you worked.
I was talking to such a person down front after a service some time ago, and I said, "Hey, let me see your hands." I go, "Hey, pal, I remember these hands when they were calloused and blistered and bloody and cut up because you were in the game. You had a holy discontent. I remember your hands when they looked all beat up. And look at them now. Tidy, librarian's hands. Look at these." And because I knew him well, I thought I could push him further yet. I said, "You know, you're going to put one of these hands into the hands of Jesus Christ 5 seconds after you die. And this perfectly smooth, not calloused, not blistered, not cut up hand is going to go into the hand of the one whose hand has a nail print in it." I said, "Now you make up your mind. When I put my hand in the hand of Christ, I want some marks and some calluses, some blisters on mine if I'm going to put it in the hand of the one who has nail prints on my behalf." Some of you need to look at your hands. Do you really want to meet your Savior someday with tidy, unblemished hands?
I think he thinks he's preaching the gospel, but he's doing the last thing, farthest thing from that. That's Issues Etc. Soundbite number one, Bill Hybels on showing Jesus just how hard you've worked. If you want it to be Soundbite of the Week, and one of the reasons for voting for Soundbite of the Week is that you profoundly disagree with what's said, your reasons are your own. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet @issuesetc, or just go to our Facebook fan page. You can vote there. We've left space for you, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. Bill Weinrich. We were talking about the martyrdom of Perpetua and Felicitas, and here he is describing the martyr's mindset.
Death is conquered by death. In a strange way, then, for the martyr and for the church in viewing the martyr, the resurrection of Christ was manifested in the death of his saints. Because in their death, in which they willingly undertook death, rather than deny him, they were testifying that there was a life that was laying underneath and all around their own demise. And in many ways, that I think is the mindset of the martyr. The church really had as its icon the martyr. And, of course, the primary martyr was Christ. And so here's kind of this upside-downness of the martyr story. Clearly, Perpetua is dead, but she is said to walk victoriously through the Yawn of Vivarium, through the gate of the living. Well, indeed, from the perspective of the church, that's exactly what happened.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Bill Weinrich, The Martyr's Mindset. If you'd like to be soundbite of the week, you have to vote for it. 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three on this Friday afternoon comes from Pastor David Peterson. Here he is describing, well, an old story, but how it illustrates how the devil deludes us.
I just love the Charlie Daniels, Devil Went Down to Georgia bit, because it's so phenomenal. That's an old legend in Western civilization, Faust, you know, Daniel Webster, all this stuff. But I love the line in there where Johnny says, "It might be a sin, but I'll take your bet." Right? Well, this, of course, he's got it. And then, of course, in the story, Johnny wins. He outfiddles the devil, and he gets the fiddle of gold, and the devil goes away defeated. Well, it's perfect, because, of course, the devil wasn't defeated at all. The devil won, because he trapped Johnny into sin, he deluded him, he seduced him, and he'll gladly pretend like he lost and give the stupid fiddle of gold, because when Johnny dies, Johnny's going to hell. And it's a marvelous treatment in a horrible way of how we think we outsmart Satan, but we don't. He's smarter than we are. And he knows how to appeal to us.
That's Pastor David Peterson, soundbite number three, How the Devil Deludes Us. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, it will need your vote. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to go first. You can send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter @issuesetc, or just leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now get ready to vote. We're going to play one more soundbite for you. We'll take a break, and that break will be a great time to call us with your vote. Here's soundbite number four. It comes from Dr. Carl Fikencher describing the foolishness of the cross.
We might think that God would do that, would humble those who think they are so wise by proposing an even more intricate sort of system, by offering some kind of philosophy that exceeds Plato and Socrates and Aristotle and all of our intelligence. But the fact is, God shows us how foolish we are by offering something that seems absolutely most foolish of all. God didn't come on with some kind of new philosophy that was that much more complicated than we could grasp. He did something that was so incredibly simple, but looked so very, very weak. Jesus on the cross seems like the ultimate in weakness. There is a man hanging helpless, being killed, a man who was proclaimed to be God, and yet now seems totally unable even to rescue himself from just a few of God's creatures. And of course, when we see how weak Jesus looks on the cross, we certainly think that's a foolish thing for someone who wants to be proclaimed as the Christ, as the Savior, to do. But in fact, this is the way that God saves people. This is the way God delivers people from that desperation that the Israelites were feeling as they stood before Mount Sinai and heard God's commands.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Carl Fikencher on the foolishness of the cross. You've heard the four soundbites. Now it's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, March the 6th. Our call-in number, just give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us your vote to us via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you're listening. You can send us a tweet at IssuesETC or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. We've left space there for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE.
I don't care if Monday's black, Tuesday, Wednesday, holiday. The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and lay people worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy promotes confessional Lutheran theology through conferences, scholarly exchanges, and publications like Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up for their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com. lutheracademy.com.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon. It's the 6th of March. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We played the soundbites for you, and now we're ready to take your votes. 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, vote, talkback at issuesetc.org. We get them right here in real time. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Phone call voters get to vote first, and we are giving away also the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad live this Friday afternoon, March the 6th. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Which will it be? Soundbite number one, Bill Hybels talking about how you should show Jesus how hard you have worked. Soundbite number two, Dr. Bill Weinrich on the martyr's mindset. Soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson on how the devil often deludes us. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Carl Fakencher on the foolishness of the cross. 1-877-623-MYIE. Our Twitter address at IssuesETC, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, and our email address right here in the studio, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Let's go first to St. Louis, where Lael is waiting on the line. Hi, Lael.
Hi, Todd. I've talked for a long time. It's good to hear you again.
It's nice to hear your voice.
Yeah. I'm frustrated with Bill Hybel. It kind of grates on me, his sermons, because he centers it on people and not on Christ. And I think he's getting a good and faithful servant mixed up in his, you know, with his sermon that he had on this past sermon that you were airing. So it's frustrating to me because it's about how we can do for the Lord. And really, it's what the Lord gives us to do that it's upside down. I want to say there's a lot of upside-down stuff in our world.
You're quite right, Lael. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. It is upside down. All right, so that shows how it works. If you disagree with it, you can vote for Soundbite of the Week. That's a vote for Soundbite number one, Bill Hybels, on showing Jesus how hard you worked. Let's talk next with Scott, who listens in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'll have to disagree with the soundbite I'm voting for as well, Pastor Bill Hybels. I pray an army of qualified yet humble librarians' hands will have set pen to paper this week to write a sermon that rightly divides law and gospel. I hope Bill Hybels doesn't die thinking he's going to impress God. That is not going to end well.
You're quite right, Scott. Thank you very much, smartest listeners in radio. 1-877-623-6943. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE. Jacob listens in Jefferson City, Missouri. Jacob says, my vote is for Dr. Bill Weinrich. He brings early church history to life like few others can, and his connection between the martyrs of the church and Christ as the greatest martyr was amazing. That whole interview was awesome. I happen to agree, Jacob, and thanks for listening in Jefferson City. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Emmanuel listens in Florida. He's voting for Dr. Carl Fikencher because of this quote. This is the way that God saves people. This is the way that God delivers people. His explanation on the foolishness of the cross shows me both the sheer simplicity of the message of the cross and how we as fallen humanity cannot stand to let it stay that simple when it should. Emmanuel, thanks for listening in Florida. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is actually a book that's laid out as a giant poster. It's a little book in a giant poster. Luther's Small Catechism in the form of a giant poster from Concordia Publishing House. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order this great poster. 1-800-325-3040. Jan listens in Illinois. I vote for soundbite number one because humans want to do work for Christ, and we sometimes feel really good in doing it, even if it's just getting our bodies in the pew for a week. This plays into the same game that Joel Osteen did in a soundbite last year. Joel said, to get the three bases and God will get you home. Bill doesn't want you to bat unless your hands have done something. Bill Hybels' sermon plays into the deep feelings of how we want to work for our salvation, and he works very hard at it. It takes away the suffering of Christ and Easter Sunday's resurrection. You're right, Jan. Let's see what Selena in Cedar Hill has to say. Hi, Selena.
Hi. I'm agreeing with everybody on number one. That is absolutely the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard, and it puts all the burden on people to do something and not accept the gift, and, you know, to think about seeing Jesus and being worried about whether you've done enough is just, you know, when you put that kind of a burden on people, that is just horrible.
Selena, thanks for listening in Cedar Hill, Missouri. Well, that decides it. Soundbite number one is the winner this week. Bill Hybels on showing Jesus how hard you've worked. Let's listen.
I was talking to such a person down front after a service some time ago, and I said, hey, let me see your hands. I go, hey, pal, I remember these hands when they were calloused and blistered and bloody and cut up because you were in the game. You had a holy discontent. I remember your hands when they looked all beat up. And look at them now. Tidy, librarian's hands. Look at these. And because I knew them well, I thought I could push them further yet. I said, you know, you're going to put one of these hands into the hands of Jesus Christ 5 seconds after you die. And this perfectly smooth, not calloused, not blistered, not cut up hand is going to go into the hand of the one whose hand has a nail print in it. I said, no, you make up your mind. When I put my hand in the hand of Christ, I want some marks and some calluses, some blisters on mine if I'm going to put it in the hand of the one who has nail prints on my behalf. Some of you need to look at your hands. Do you really want to meet your Savior someday with tidy, unblemished hands?
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number one, Bill Hybels on showing Jesus how hard you've worked. Thinks he's preaching the gospel, but he isn't. The winner of the Issues Etc. LPR bundle package is Jan in Illinois this week. Jan, if you send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. We will send the LPR bundle package out to you. Folks, we just started promoting this summer's Issues, Etc., Making the Case conference a mere 2 weeks ago, and we already have more than 100 registrants, and the attendance is limited to 400 this year, so don't wait to register. The dates are Friday, June the 19th, Saturday, June the 20th, right here in Collinsville, Illinois. The registration fee is $100. For more information on the conference, look for the Making the Case logo at issuesetc.org or contact Craig, 618-223-8385, or email him, craig@issuesetc.org. It's the premier conference for the laity, the Issues Etc., Making the Case Conference, June the 19th and 20th in Collinsville, Illinois. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to continue our series on the Large Catechism. We're going to be talking with Pastor Paul McCain of Concordia Publishing House about the First and Second Commandments. We'll finish up the First Commandment, move on to the Second Commandment. We'll also have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Jesus walking on the water in Matthew chapter 14. Now, the only thing that's going to impress anyone, including God our Heavenly Father on the last day, are the marks in Jesus' hands. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Have you recently graduated from high school or college and are still making up your mind about your future career? Here's an opportunity to serve your neighbor through an extended, uniquely Lutheran service program. It's called the Lutheran Youth Corps. Find out more about the Lutheran Youth Corps at lcms.org/youthcorps. Life together through witness and mercy, the Lutheran Youth Corps. lcms.org/youthcorps.